It's Maren Morris and Girl. I want a 3.3 WAKG, 708, sunny, 75, windy with gust up to about 25 miles an hour today. More on the forecast in just a few minutes. Also, we'll celebrate birthdays and give you a chance to win a WAKG for My Roots to My Boots custom embroidery t-shirt and a WAKG can koozie with the WAKG Big John Hand Washing Challenge right after the 7:30 news. Well, if you're looking for a prime example of what not to do, some idiot in New Jersey got arrested Friday night for throwing a coronavirus party with a DJ. Police found almost 50 people crammed into an apartment that was only 550 square feet.
Let me give you an example of something not to do. And we are not going to be shy about naming and shaming those who can't get this message into their heads. Last night, right here in Mercer County, Ewing Township Police broke up a party with 47 people, including a DJ, crammed into a 550 square foot apartment. The organizer was charged, as they should have been and deserved to be.
That's the Governor Phil Murray. He talked about that in his briefing the next day. And, well, as you heard, called it an example of why not, what not to do. And the reason you shouldn't do stuff like this is, you know, it's your own health, but it's also other people's health and those who are compromised that you might spread it to, even though you personally may have mild symptoms. Kathy Presley is a local nurse, and she works on the front line. Kathy, tell us a little bit about yourself to start with.
I've been a nurse for almost 22 years, done ER, done urgent care, and right now I'm working with pediatric home health patients.
Tell me a little bit about what you deal with on a daily basis with them.
I chose to do the five-year-olds and under, usually with a trach, which is a hole in your throat, or on a ventilator to help you breathe in some type of form. And I usually deal with those type of patients. So they're usually their immune is compromised, and they are very fragile children. A lot of them are, not just the ones that I have dealt with.
It sounds like this, COVID-19 could really affect them in a major way. What precautions are you guys being told to take to help protect these patients?
Yes. This could really hurt them. I mean, just a slight cold can hurt them. So it's an everyday thing for us. This is, of course, you know, been more scarier and more frightening, more frustrating for everybody, not just for us as well. But we have a checklist that we need to go over and make sure that, you know, we're okay to go in. And we make sure that the patient's okay, the family's okay. They're being limited about who comes in. And they're scared about who comes in, even with the nurses, because they don't know. The unknown is always frightening to everyone, not just to healthcare workers, but to everyone out in the community as well. We do what we can. You know, we try to reassure them. If we're sick, we don't go. We wash our hands. Number one, hand washing. I cannot express that enough, but that's what we do. But these kids still need nursing care, so it's got to be given.
What symptoms are you guys looking for, not only with yourselves, but with visitors, to maybe make a person say, you know, maybe I ought to stay back. I might have this.
You're going to look for cold symptoms, flu symptoms, start off with. That's going to be your quarantine. Of course, we're pretty much already quarantined ourselves anyway. But now you really want to buckle down and say, okay, I need to stay away from family members in our house. I need to let somebody know at work. Hey, look, I'm getting these symptoms. I'm tired. I'm fatigued. Major ones for the COVID-19 virus is going to be fevers that are not going away. They're going to be spiking up. And I'm talking a fever of 100.4 and keep going higher. And then you're going to look for, you know, shortness of breath. Maybe I'm breathing, but I just don't feel like I'm getting all of it. Or, you know, you're really having to gasp for breath. And then you're looking confusion. That was one of them. And new confusion, not just something that you've had for months and years. Blue lips or blue face. Those are your major emergency signs. This is something that is happening. It's happening to all of us. And yes, it's frightening and it's frustrating. But don't put chaos out there, because chaos never solves anything. It's never going to solve anything. And what we need to do is be calm, you know, be respectful of each other and try to help each other as much as possible. Like, call somebody, say, hey, are you okay? Because you don't never know. You know, that person that you're not talking to may need, you know, medical attention. So just pick up a phone. That's something we can do. So it also helps not to go stir crazy in the process. But listen to the regulations. do what they say. Hand washing is number one. They say sanitizer, and I'm going to tell you now, hand sanitizer is not your first base of choice. Washing hands with soap and water, the friction, the 20-second rule is the major one. If you've got a fever, Tylenol is going to be your major thing because Tylenol brings down fevers quicker than anything else. Monitor your fever, and that's not putting your hand on top of your forehead. That's actually taking something to take your temperature. I'm not telling you to take anything that your doctor was not going to prescribe or allow for you. If you think you have problems, contact your primary caregiver. The best place in the world, John, is the CDC website. That is cdc.gov. It has great information on it. It has a list of symptoms. It has lists of questions. And also, I believe it has a checklist, if I'm not sure, that you can check your symptoms to that.
Kathy, thank you so much for your time. I wish you the absolute best, and I want to thank you personally and, of course, all the healthcare professionals because you guys are right there on the front line of this war, putting your health at risk, and we certainly appreciate that and all you guys are doing.
Well, thank you, John. I appreciate you allowing me to be on the show today, and I'm telling you, the ER doctors and the nurses out there, they are the front lines, and they are doing an amazing job, and we're just the follow-ups and trying to do what we can do as well, and I think everybody is trying to do as much as they can do, and I wish everybody best of luck, and thank you.
You're certainly welcome. Thank you, Kathy. Once again, that was Kathy Presley, local nurse, who's on the front line dealing with patients, and these patients are compromised already, so if they were to get something like this...